You may have seen ice boats cruising along frozen Michigan lakes on a clear, windy day. Even though spring is here, ice is still 12 inches thick on some inland lakes. And Jakob Wheeler went to watch those boats sail on Lake Leelanau near Traverse City.
Their sails are propelled by wind like normal boats, but these crafts face no friction from waves or currents. They can move at three or four times the speed of wind.
As we say, it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
That's David Hill, a Leelanau County native who credits ice boating with helping him survive the winter in northern Michigan. Hill is one of several dozen ice boaters in the Grand Traverse region. He says his father, Gary, introduced him to ice boating when he was a teenager.
So I thank my dad for that, and sometimes curse him for that because it kind of can consume my life.
Now, Hill's young kids are excited about ice boating as well.
You know, they say, be careful, Daddy, but they also, it's usually followed by, can we come too?
Hill says the sailing mechanics are similar to a softwater sailboat. Each boat sits on three blades, like ice skates, and weighs somewhere between 60 and 110 pounds. It's late March. Spring has arrived with bird song and warming temperatures. Today, the ice boaters have pulled off M22 at a spot on northern Lake Leelanau. The forecast called for wind speeds of 15 knots, but it hasn't arrived yet. Hill knows that this week could be his last of the year for ice boating.
Have a helmet. I think next year I'm getting a helmet, a full face helmet.
They know that if they wait too long, the spring sun will melt surface ice and slow down their boats.
A bluebird day like today, it's a race between the wind and the sun. The sun will start deteriorating the surface fairly rapidly, even though there's plenty of good ice underneath. Once the first half inch to inch of ice deteriorates, becomes like a snow cone ice, we call it, it makes it real difficult. It's putting the brakes on your boat.
Just then, the wind picks up and he seizes the opportunity.
I might head out over that way. That's kind of where the wind might be funneling, right through Brady's Point down there.
He stands in the boat with one foot and pushes off with the other. The runners make a low, rumbling sound as they move along the ice. The boat's lines begin to flap. The sail catches and fills with wind. He's off, headed onto Lake Leelanau. Hill is in the lake today with four other ice boaters. Because the sport can be dangerous, he says you never boat alone. Hill wears a helmet, padded clothing, safety ropes, and a lanyard around his neck with spikes. He could use those as hooks to pull himself back onto the ice if he ever went into the water. That hasn't happened yet, but one of his buddies hit open water and had to call 911 for help.
And you're really at the mercy of it out there.
Hill hopes to continue ice boating until early April. For Points North, I'm Jakob Wheeler.
Points North is a new weekly show from Interlochen Public Radio. Listen to the full show at pointsnorthradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.